Oh, excuse me for a minute while I step inside the control room. Ah, that's better. Now, please be patient a few more seconds while we pay the bills.
Going to PaperCon 2018? Visit C.R. Meyer at booth 628. We are a nationwide industrial general contractor specializing in the pulp and paper industry. Our skilled millwrights, pipe fitters, iron workers, boilermakers, carpenters, laborers, cement finishers, operators, and a team of experienced project managers, architects, and engineers are safe, effective, and efficient on any project, planned or unplanned. Learn how we can provide value to you as we continuously develop our skilled workforce at our new Charles R. Meyer Leadership Center. Visit crmeyer.com for details.
The following column was written by Jim Thompson. I'm Chuck Swan reading it for Jim. Jim entitled his column, Safety Shenanigans, and here's what he has to say about that. As I lambasted company safety records last week, some of you may have been feeling a bit smug. Not to worry, it is your turn this week. Back in the late 1970s, I owned a little general engineering firm in Missouri. We found a line of work that was interesting. We drew plot plans for railroad accidents to be used in court cases. This was the engineering part. This led to investigating workers' compensation claims for the Illinois Central Gulf Shops in Paducah, Kentucky, which closed in 1986. We had a trained investigator who had a degree in criminal justice and had been an investigator for the U.S. Marines at their base in Rota, Spain. He was good. The lawyers for ICG would give him a case, and he would go out looking for the person who was claiming a disability. He would engage that person in a conversation, note what he or she was doing. One person who was claiming a hearing loss happened to be working in a shop that repaired chainsaws. Our investigator talked to him in a low voice, chainsaws buzzing all around. They had no problem having a discussion. Our investigator came back to the office, wrote up his interrogatory, gave it to the lawyers, and the hearing loss claim disappeared. There were many cases like this. Back injuries especially can be faked. The message is clear, and it is this. While companies may do the bare minimum to get by in their safety efforts, as I pointed out last week, their track records show that many times the bare minimum standards even fail to be met. Dishonest employees can pile on to the costs, too. While I bemoan the safety net, pun intended, provided by employers is barely adequate, dishonest employees make it difficult to press for more. Most likely, fellow employees are the best source of information as to who is really injured and who is not. However, they are understandably reluctant to raise their hands and point out the system cheaters. Most companies do a good job today of vetting those who have been injured. Immediate drug tests are just one example of the steps taken to keep the system honest. I urge you, if you are injured, to submit cheerfully and willingly to whatever testing your company asks of you. Safety efforts need to be effective, to be generous for the injured, and to hold cheaters accountable. Be safe, and we will talk next week. Nip Impressions is written by Jim Thompson and is copyright 2018, Paparitalo Publications, Duluth, Georgia, USA, all rights reserved.